It's the weekend of International Labour Day, May 2020, and we're a few weeks into the largest deliberate, organized collapse of economic activity in the history of capitalism. If this collapse had been due to an organized labor or popular movement, it would have been the biggest strike in history, spanning multiple nations across six continents. Instead, it is due to the reluctant actions of the capitalist state itself. My name is Sanjeev Gupta, and this is Socialism in the Time of Corona. In this podcast, I'm talking with people with deep experience in socialist and progressive politics, especially in the US. Our overarching question is, during this pandemic, how might we not only defend whatever gains we've made to this point, but actually advance them? My guests this month include Doug Henwood, writer and host of the podcast Behind the News, Francis Boyes and Eric Blanc, organizers with the Democratic Socialists of America, or DSA, Mike Elk, editor of the Payday Report, and Ruth Milkman, labor sociologist at the City University of New York. Our story begins on another weekend more than a decade ago. On the weekend of September 12, 2008, at the Federal Reserve Building in New York City, the heads of the US's largest financial institutions met with top government officials to deal with the deepest financial crisis since the Great Depression. If they were unsuccessful, warned the US Secretary of the Treasury, there would be, quote, no economy on Monday. Forbes magazine mockingly referred to these best and brightest executives as, quote, masters of the universe. That crisis and the Great Recession that followed laid bare just how much power these people and the institutions they lead exerted over our daily lives. We were forced to ask, what does it mean to live in a democracy when our lives could be so drastically affected by the greed and folly of people we did not elect, by the actions of institutions our elected representatives not only failed to control, but actually enabled? We had to ask if these masters of the universe really were the masters, what did that make the rest of us? And now here we are again, a decade later, in the thick of an even greater economic crisis, with 30 million people in the US newly unemployed in just 6 weeks. But the political and ideological terrain has shifted dramatically during this intervening decade. Millions of us have participated in the Occupy movements, in re-energized labor unions, and in the electoral campaigns of openly progressive candidates at all levels of government. We have made it possible for the first openly socialist politician in nearly a century to mount not one, but two credible bids for the presidency of the US. During the last few years, tens of thousands of us have joined and revitalized the Democratic Socialists of America. These trends have demonstrated the appeal of social democracy, maybe even socialism, among large numbers of people in the US. So, what should we do now as socialists in the midst of the corona pandemic? This podcast is based on the premise that our organizing work will be most effective when coupled with an understanding of the pandemic itself as a distinct political and economic force, something that can qualitatively change how we live and work. It can increase class consciousness and solidarity. It can broaden the popular support for basic social reforms like universal healthcare and paid sick leave. But it can also intensify divisions between rural and urban populations, or between essential workers and others. It can generate new state capacities for good and for ill. Crucially, and I think we don't pay enough attention to this on the left, it can widen divisions among capitalists, therefore opening up new opportunities for organizing and political education. Over the next few weeks, I'll ask a range of socialists and progressives about their responses, both organizational and analytical, to the pandemic. I'll solicit their insights on questions such as, what historical precedents might we draw upon? What balance should we strike between consolidating our existing work on the one hand and expanding into new areas on the other? What role should we play during the presidential election in the fall? My aim is to have the most frank conversations possible, not seeking controversy for its own sake, but not avoiding it either. For example, in the next episode, Doug Henwood and I discuss whether there are legitimate reasons to support a limited, quote, reopening of the economy even before an effective vaccine or treatment becomes available. Subsequent conversations this month will focus on the wave of strikes and walkouts among non-unionized workers over the last few weeks. Join us in thinking aloud about how our day-to-day work during Corona can cohere into a battle plan for democratic socialism after the pandemic.